Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Nimi Rabbi Shimon, that Mechusa Zman Nichnas Dadila Sasa, yes, if you have Mechusa Zman, I mean the behemoth is only one day old, it's not fit to be brought for Korban yet, but so what? Still you can bring it Ladila Sasa, it's in the Cheshman of this year, if you have tentative from this year, it could be part of the Cheshman to make a Meister Behemer out of it. So that's called Nichnasum Ladila Sasa, even though you can't bring it for Korban till later on, but I call upon him right now with his Nichnas Ladila Sasa. Vareyu kebechor, as lach like a bechor, that ma bechor kodesh of nei zmanoi, it's kor because of nei zmanoi, the kor could be brought liyachas zmanoi. You first bring it for korban liyachas nei after it's 8 days old, even though it has kedusha as soon as it's born. Shrei kedushos merechel, like Rashi says, is af mechusa zman, kodesh of nei zmanoi, any korban, when it's 1, 2, or 3 days old, you could be makdishit, you could receive its kedusha right now, even though it's not fit to be brought, until after 8 days, the korov is brought the yachas manai. So that's the sworn Rabbi Shimon. So here also, Shimon also nichnasim the levil is aser, even though it's not fit to bring for korban. Now the Gemara asks why the yadi yalef and bechor before learn out from bechor neilef mikodesh and learn out from other kodshim. That kodshim stamazoi, you cannot be makdashit, cannot be brought before it's fit for the mizbeach. So maybe it can be makdash a korban before it's chazi. It, when it's mechus zman, so Mora says, "Mistav mi bechor hevel lemelavus." Mistav to learn out ma'isa behema for an kedushas bechor. Shekain goyel mum temuras achila. All these things they're equal. Ma'isa behema and bechor. Rashi says shekain goyel mum temur achila. Bechor ma'isa niftin. It can't be part of them. The bechor name itself was part of ma'isa lei goyel. Abu Kodesh and other Kodesh when it comes about Mum, you can be part of them. O Kedusha and Bemum, yeah. Now, Kedusha, Gemurah, Mashenke, and Kodeshim. Yeah. Now, Bechol HaKodeshim, Shkorn HaMum, Kavu, Lekdeshim, it's not Chal Kedusha, Chutz Mim, Bechor HaMaisa. That these two things also, it's Chal Kedusha, Bemum. Now, my saint, Rosa Kreva, who had in a Bechor and a Maisa, it's Tumur, it's not Korv. And Achila, that both have the same Achila. Bechor ma'is necholim b'mumen zel yisol zel akoyin. Abukodeshim shnovel b'mum. You have to be part of them. So the kids are ma'is b'heim and bechor have a lot to do in common. So Mara says no. Adrabba, the opposite way. Mikodeshim hevel elamelus. Still, we should learn out ma'is b'heim from other kodeshim. Why? Shekein zochor kodush b'matanois poshut. So as she says, poshut zochor kodush b'matanois. Ma'isa v'kodeshim noigim b'poshet. V'yeinim don't have to be dafker a zochor. And tzrichim makdishim v'yadam yet to makdish them. And not matanus lakuna. Ma'ashenki the bechor is a matan lakuna. So there are a lot of ways that a ma'isa is not daimut to bechor, but rather is daimut to shar kodeshim. That's called mikodeshim melech. Shekein zochor means you don't have to have a din zochor by ma'isa and by shar kodeshim. Whereas by bechor it's only through a zochor. Then Kodesh means other behemoths, you have to be makdish them. Excluding the Bechor, you don't have to be makdish. And the Matanis means the other ones are not called the Matanis Kuna. A Bechor is called the Matanis Kuna. Poshet also applies an answer to the Bechor, it's a Poshet, it's a regular one. So, Lechura, how do you know which way to learn it out from? To learn out Maisa Behemoth from Bechor, or to learn out from Shakochim. Zmar says true. Ela rather Rabbi Shimon Havora Havora Gomer. There's a gzera shov here. Havor, havor. It says the word vavata kopet nerechem aschorim hakol hashiyav utachas hashevet. Says the word yava both by bechorim b'maisa beimam. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon learns out just like bechor is kodesh, even kodim zman and it's mechusa zman who adin are at Chernobyl. Continue on the. Again, so the elder of Shimon, Havor Avor Gomer, learns it out, Gezereshova Avor Avor, it says the word Avor by Maisa Beima, it says Avor by Bechor, therefore, just like Bechor is Kodesh, even though it's Mechus Azman, the same thing of Eros is Kodesh, even though a Maisa Beima Karak Dusha, even though it's Mechus Azman. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Dami Tinuf, what is this case Tinuf? What does Tinuf mean that we had before? That's a Simon Vlad and their partners from Bechor. Oma Ravo Kidi Amri. right, they say Ruusa Titzosa. The answer he says Kidiyami Ruusa Titzosa, like the shepherds of Susa say, they say Otsa Chiyusa. Means to say the womb closes up. Since it closes up, it like meshes the embryo, and therefore that makes a miscarriage. So that's the tinnif over here, that the womb closes up, and that like crushes the embryo. Rashi says, Netza Rachma V'nima Kuba. Shmuel Mashmuel says, V'uva D'dam. No, some blood comes out. Rashi Paletis Ababoyish Adam. Ababoyish, like blisters of blood comes out. So that's the tinnif. And the Sorok HaRos the Chochem, you have to show this dam to the Chochem. Rashi said later to know, Imumuhoya, if that really was a Vlad, to say that it patas min HaBechayra. So the Gemara says, Chochem in a Yoda, how would a Chochem stam as I know? Or my Papa says, it means Reya Chochem. You have to show it to a Chochem that's a Reya, that's a shepherd, that he knows about the Hamas. So he'll be able to tell whether this dam was really a sim and there was a Vlad there or no. Omer Rav Chisda, Harayomu, we learned the Gemara in Nida, that Yitzirus have Vlad Yisha Boim Yoim. Takes 40 days when Isha is pregnant for the kid to be formed. So now, if Kimina, the kid comes out afterwards, she has Tumas Leda. If the kid comes out before 40 days, there's no Tumas Leda. Takes 40 days for the Vlad to be formed, to give it a shame Vlad. So the question is, Boy Rav Chisda, Bebehem Rav Kama, how long does the Behem have to be pregnant? Also to say that when it comes out now, it's called like an Uber. That's called the Vlad, and the great departure from Bechor. So, Malay Rav Popla, Rav Popla, Rav Popla, Lechu, Alav, Haino, the Ziri, isn't this a Ziri's halacha that we learned before? The Yom Azir, the Ziri says, Ein Tinnif Pachos Mishlei Shem Yom, that Tinnif is not less than 30 days. So here you see, it takes the Vlad, it takes 30 days to be formed. Someone says, no, maybe that halacha was a Hud, the Kabil. Means to say, once the Behema had Tinnif, had a miscarriage, like, it did not let a Zachor, a male, come upon it, till I become pregnant again for 30 days. That's what the 30 day period was. Before the Negeta, once you become pregnant again, that we have to wait at least 30 days. But it could be how long when she first becomes pregnant for the embryo to have a Shem embryo by Behema, maybe it's less than 30 days. Therefore, there's no proof. It may run like this. We find a lock if you buy it off a guy, like our Mishnah talks about, if you buy a baby off a guy, what's lock about the Bechor? But what's going to be the lock if one Jew buys a baby off another Jew? Does he have to give the Bechor not to the Kain? Some of our Rav says like this, Bechor Vada, you should know if you bought it off a guy, a Jew, then the first time he gives birth to the first Zohar, if it's the first one is Zohar, it has to do with Bechor, it's between his Bechor Vada. Why? Because the Emi said the Bechor would have been true, that the poor already gave birth already once, Ishtabuch Yevim Ishtabuch Lei. The Jew for sure would have told you this, like it's a Shvach, he would have told you, you should know, it already had a kid, so maybe you should know even the first kid you can have, then you'll be able to keep for yourself. But since the Jew didn't speak it out, for sure the Pora did not give birth yet, and therefore the first one you have, if it's a Zohar, it's a Vadai Bechor. But Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, no, Bechor Sofik. It's only a Sofik. Bechor Sofik. Sovri holds what? Leshchit Kabbalah. It could be the owner thought he's selling it to you to shecht it. Therefore, my enough community, whether they gave birth or not, therefore he doesn't have to speak it out. Therefore, it's a Sofik whether they gave birth or not. Therefore, the first one's a Sofik Bechor. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Chulin Vadai. Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's Vadai Chulin. My time, what's the reason? Emitzad Levichir, which Shuba didn't have a Bechor yet, Kivon di Kisura, since it would have been a Geir to an Isra. That the Yisrael that's selling the animal, he knows that his animal didn't give birth yet, so it's a Geir to tell the buyer that your first kid you can have is going to be a Zohar, it's going to have Kedushas Bechor, it's an Isra involved. So since there's an Isra involved, or do you have a Modulay, for sure he would have notified you. And since he didn't notify you, then for sure the Pshat that already had a kid already, and therefore the first one you have is Chulin Gemur. Moses says, Tani Kabbalah Sibir, Ravinya Prut Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Lili says, Chulin. Why? In Lohidiyu, if the Jew did not tell you. But it says clearly, in Lohidiyu, Holach Vishachat Venedinwa. If the seller did not tell you that the mother had a kid or not, then you should know you could take it and shecht it. And then you don't have to worry about anything. So, that's a proof to Rabbi Yechon to say that for sure it's Chulin, because it would have been a Shalom of Bechor, he would have told you. It is so lame, let's say, if you have a tiftah, the Rav, who Shmuel's Vyas Kasher, on Rav and Shmuel, someone says, no, Hosom b'moicha tal yimilsa. Hocha b'lokeach tal yimilsa. When he was talking about the Mlayadil Harlech v'shachar, there's a moment chulin, that's talking about the four special times of the year that we know when you buy an animal, then you buy it l'shchita. So Rashi says, Hosom over there b'moicha tal, it's all in the cellar. Shetzorach ledi, you have to notify you, k'rimina b'shchita chulin. Yemecha min yom ha'myucha toin kruz, da'ayinu yom ha'myucha rabot v'rocha m'shona. Michod Mechosh, it's on Marcho that the seller has told about exactly what he's selling. Chokhov Yedav Lekech Tayyimus, the Siv, the Korach of Etzoncho, Shabahema Shaloi, all of Lafish Becheros is your din. Therefore, the one that buys it, it could be the Marcho doesn't have to sell it. He's over there, it's Allah, the Marcho has to tell you, because there's Allah in the East of Isav Yestanai, and you should sell a lot of animals, you have to tell the people if you sold the mother today. Since you know these four times of the year, whoever buys the animal is going to shecht it. So therefore you have to tell the buyer, the careful, I sold the mother ready today, don't shech the kid today, if you sell the kid, if you sold them both the same day. Because I'm there to them in the Meicha. But if you're Hilchus Bechor, it's telling you're the Hema, you're the Lakeach, you bought it. So when you buy it, Lamaisa, after you bought it, that's Kedushas Bechor, so it's telling you. So if it could be, it wouldn't be a cash and Rav and Shmuel, or be the Lacha, if you buy it off another Jew, is he Mechor to tell you or not? Lakopon vices the Svaloch is like Rav Yechanin says that Avadi have right to say the behemoth is achulin, because if it would have been a shalom bechor, of course the Meichel would have told you leafrusha meisurei. Now the Mishnah says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer behemoth gasa a big behemoth like a cow a behemoth gasa sheshofo charoras dam, if it lets out a clot of dam harezu tikover, you're going to have to bury it. You have a suffix, maybe that's a vlad, and therefore the second one is taught in Abachor. Rashi is a razor to cover Acharora. The Asura Bano, the Shem of Vlad Zachor, maybe this dam here is a vlad Zachor, Shinimuk. The Kohen has Kedushas Bechor, Vitzi Yosoi. So therefore the clot of blood comes out, you have to be a Mesupik, maybe that's a Bechor, and therefore you have to bury the Tosa Bano, but that must be sure the second one that comes out is Potom in Abachor. Tony Rabbi Chia, Einer Metam, it's not Metam, this clot of blood, Loi B'magav, Loi B'masa. Not if you touch it, not if you carry it. So Mora says, on the Yachad, Einer Metam, once it's not Metam, Loi B'magav, Loi B'masa, so who are you telling me, it's not a Vlad, for sure there's no Vlad. If so, I might take up what you have to bury it for.